Blessed Hiranyakashipu said. So Prabhupada translated as Blessed Hiranyakashipu. Actually, he was a demon. There is Sri Hiranyakashipu, and in the translation, Blessed Hiranyakashipu said. That means they are playing the exact role given by the Lord. So they are very blessed people. He is cooperating completely. Whereas we have our own interests, we have our own ways to do things. But the Hiranyakashipu is playing the perfect role assigned to him. Yaktam. Evidently. Tvam. You. Martukama.
Desirous of death.
Asi.
Ar.
Ya.
One who.
Atimatram.
Without limit.
Vikartase. Boasting. As you have conquered your senses. Whereas your father could not do so. Umurshunam. A person is about to meet immediate death. Hi. Indeed. Manda Atman. To unintelligent rascal. Nano. Satyami. Become. Ikkalava. Confused. Gira. Words. Hiranyakashipu replied, you rascal, you are trying to minimize my value as if you are better than me at controlling your senses. This is over intelligent. I can therefore understand that you desire to die at my hands, but this kind of nonsensical talk is indulged by those who are about to die. So we have this dictum, Vinasakale, in Himachal also it is there. In Himachal also this is there, Vinasakale, Vipuripuri, in Haryana. Hiranyakashipu is using the same thing. Nonsensical talk is indulged in by those about to die. Vinasakale, Vipurita Buddhi. That is actually the reverse. Hiranyakashipu is going to die. He is just telling Prahlad that actually it applies to the offensive. Offensive to Vaishnavas, offensive to the Lord. Generally, we are less offensive to the Lord, but we are more offensive to the devotees. That is our mentality. Everybody tries to be careful with the Lord. But we treat Vaishnavas as ordinary people, or we become envious of the Vaishnavas, or we see Vaishnavas as competitors. Actually, a devotee of the Lord, he will never be into competition, because we are all evolving souls. We are all evolving souls. Somebody may be in the first standard. Somebody may be a Madhyamadhikari. Somebody may be a Uttamadhikari. If you try to compete, simply you will fall down. Is that right? No competition in spiritual life. At your own speed. If you are in tamogun, take your time. If you are rajagun, take your time. If you are in satogun, speed up. If you are a devotee, then you know all etiquette, maryada. A devotee is very expert in etiquette, maryada. Very careful not to offend anybody. No whimsical behavior. no whimsical behavior, everything meticulous, everything very careful. You take precaution, even though you be yourself, say like, you know, devotees meet and go away. You know, all the devotees say, say like, devotees meet and go away. If I have offended you anyway, knowingly or unknowingly, remember, whenever devotees say, suppose, Abhayacharan is here, and he wants to go away, you know, hey, this is that, I'm doing this, you will not say like that. Very politely, if I offended anyone here, if somebody is not happy with me, please forgive me. Then you don't want to ditch your spiritual life. Spiritual life is always like walking on the edge of a sword. Always we want to keep everybody comfortable. The blessings of Vaishnavas you make advancement. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You nonsense, sit down. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I don't care for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It doesn't happen like that. Is it right? Only with the blessings of everybody. Krishna is very careful. Suppose you. It doesn't look at you. What it means, how can I please others? How can I please Vaishnavas? Immediately, you are very strongly situated in devotional service. The moment you try to neglect, actually there is a sloka in Bhagavad which says, even when you see somebody with a tilak on his face, what to speak of anything else? The devotee becomes very joyful. Wow. Here is a face with a tilak on his head. He is reminding you Krishna. Is that right? He's reminding Krishna. Just, he may be a beady smoker like a Bengali Vaishnava. Has tilak and everything. But still, you know, I went to Manipur. Manipur, everybody, big, big tilak, everybody from Manipur. Imphal. Manipur is the land of Vaishnava. Narottam Das Thakur, he conquered the king of Manipur. And they all, the king became a Vaishnava, everybody else became a Vaishnava. But in the course of time, only externals remained. The real devotional practices stopped. So all Manipuri devotees, they very nicely, they like fish and they like beads. And they are like any materialistic people. But they are very particular. In the tradition, every house will have a tulasi right in front. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare.
So till 9:15, 10 minutes.